So, in the name of Jesus, I share a message with us. We can see the great harlot in the wilderness. Just as this hymn 470 said, you may better your hope of eternity mourn for a moment of the joy at the most, for the guilt of sin and the things it will win. So, in Jesus Christ, the most important thing is eternity. We can be saved into God's kingdom. But on the other hand, this word also is so attractive to many people, because in this world we may gain some joy, but as this hymn says, this at the moment only actually is a very short period of time, and this joy will bring you in eternal condemnation. And this is how Satan deceived the entire world. Today, after we are in Christ Jesus, our eyesight must be different. So we know what is valuable hope and what is really worthy for our life. So this morning, let's ponder a little bit why we have to go to the wilderness to consider something more in depth. Let's turn to this verse first so we can see, we can enter into this topic. Let's turn to Revelation 17. Revelation 17. Let's turn to verse 1. 17 verse 1. That one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sit on many waters, to with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blaspheming, having seven heads and 10 horns. So in this verses we can see in the spirit, especially in verse 3, the angel carry Apostle John away in the spirit into the wilderness. And at that place in the wilderness, he can see a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. And this is actually, it's the in verse 2. Verse 1 says, this the great harlot. So, in the wilderness, he can see something real. He can really see through the inside of the world. And actually, there, in the spirit, the angel show John a very details about how this harlot can harm all this world, and how this Satan actually is enemy of the Lord, try to devour and make everyone drunk in her fornication and all the sinful nature. So this is a great, very important vision to John, to even today, for us. to think about if we are really in the spirit, we can really, our eyesight will be transcend over this world. We can see what is inside and what really makes people so confused about their life and their hope. So in the spirit, yesterday or even on Friday, we mentioned about this voice in the wilderness. Enter in the wilderness. Not only we can separate ourselves from this world, but also we have a chance to really see through the reality of this world and how Satan would deceive, confuse people. Because as a human being, we tend to seek, looking for our body enjoyment. We want to see something good. We want to taste a good food, right? We want to have someone to praise us always and just make us consider we are great, we are good. But in reality, it's something not real. Sometimes it's just deceiving moment, but we just cannot see through it. Why? Because we are in this world. We are in this environment. Because our eyesight is similar to everyone in this world. But once we go to another place, go to in awareness from afar and look back to this world, we know what's inside. So in the spirit, especially in verse 3, say, he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. In this revelation, we can see in the spirit is very important. That's why when we pray, we want to everyone to pray really depth in the spirit. Only in the spirit we can hear the word of God. We can really know Jesus Christ. Let's turn to chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. So this is how John, he can roll this important message for us in the end time to ponder about God's salvation. In the spirit, he can hear a loud voice saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Meaning, Jesus, Lord Jesus, appear to him in the spirit to make John understand his message. He wanted to, Lord Jesus loved the world so much, loved the church so much. So he wanted to make everyone be aware of what they are doing now. Right? So that's why in the spirit, he heard the voice. And then he turned and then, wow, this is how glorious the Lord is. So in our prayer, if we really concentrate in our mind, in the spirit, we can hear the small but gentle voice of the Lord. He wanted to show us something. We needed to hear it. Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 1. After things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and the one sat on the throne. Okay, so in these two verses, we can see, again, this is in the spirit. he see a throne set in heaven, and the one sat on the throne. In the spirit, Apostle John, he can see Lord Jesus. This throne actually is a true church. Lord Jesus is the King, is the Lord, sit on the throne as a judge for everything. So in the church, we know Jesus, he is the master. We all are servants. We just, as a fellow worker, we just receive a humble, with a humble heart, we know whom we are working with. We are not just someone to order as a boss to say, oh, you have to do this, don't do that. No, we have to always, in the spirit, pray and ask this master, this king, on his throne, he can give us the command where we have to go, what we should do. So in the spirit, we really can see how humble we are, right? Because we are nothing. As a flesh, we always make mistakes, but it doesn't matter. If as long as we really understand who we are, we will return to his throne and then inquire for his guidance. So in the throne sit in the heaven. So our church, the church is so important, right? Because church will make us have a clear vision. We can really understand, this world is full of contamination, full of sins, and we must counter the cost. If I hear, I follow this world, and then what is consequence? You have to bear the price anyway after we make any decision. So in the spirit, John saw his throne in the heaven and saw the one king sit on the throne. So when we pray, we have to also see Jesus is here. He is on his throne. He is in control of everything. We just summon someone. Someone so blessed to be able work for this king. Let's turn to another verse to see in the spirit. Chapter 10, verse 1. Chapter 10, we skip this verse because it's with no time. Let's turn to 21, chapter 21. Verse 10. Let's read verse 9. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plague came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. 11. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. In the spirit, he can see. He was carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. And then from there, he saw this heavenly Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. This holy city, great city, holy Jerusalem, is the Lamb's wife. It's a bride, a new bride. In the high mountain, great mountain, John saw this bride. is glorious bride, the church, right? The heavenly Jerusalem, holy city. But you compare in chapter 17, in the wilderness, and then what did he see? In the wilderness, he saw this great harlot, right? So this is the two function of enter into the wilderness. Only in this wilderness, then we can understand, we can see through. Oh, this world is so sinful, right? And who is in control in this world? In chapter 17, turn back 17, verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth was made drunk with the wine of her fornication. This great harlot sit on the, in verse 1 said, who sit on many waters. Okay, so what is this many waters? If we turn to the same chapter, verse 15, then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and the tongues, meaning the entire world, right? Many peoples. So this, the great harlot sit on these many waters. So who is this great harlot? Who? Many people, this is the entire world, right? And this great harlot sit on it. So if we study the Revelation, we will see this great harlot actually is sin, right? Sin. This is something make people really away from the Lord. Because in verse 2, those who live on the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Because sometimes people enjoy the moment in sin, in sinful pleasures. Even though it's so harmful, but people, it's just like a mop, they run into the light, the fly, right? So they don't consider, oh, it's destruction, but they just enjoy the moment. This is called, the entire world has been drunk with the wine of her fornication. And it looks very great because this woman, a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. Actually, the beast is Satan, right? Because in chapter 12, we read it yesterday, this beast with seven head and ten horns, entire body full of blaspheming. What? Blaspheming about Jesus, about God, right? So people, they just mark about Christian. They mark about the truth, the truth in the Bible. Many people question about the spiritual things. They don't consider it is worthy to believe and to follow. So this great harlot is a sin. But in verse 4, it's so attractive because it looks so glorious to many people. In verse 4, you can see how this woman dressed up. It have all this kind of precious stone, pearls, the golden cup. But in the cup, the golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. But if you look at inside, you can see how dirty the cup is. How this world is make people fall and away from the Lord. So how can we see through it? How do we know this is so dangerous? Right? How? Only when we come into the church. So where is the wilderness? Where? The wilderness where we can see through this whole world. We know that how dangerous the world is. How evil this Satan is trying to destroy the plan of salvation. So only in the church today, in this society, who will tell us something is wrong, something is sinful against God's commandment? Who will say so? Only in the church. Which church? Only through Jesus' church, really. Because we know who Satan is, what Satan is going to do. So in the true church, the body of Christ, we can see through this great harlot. And the inside is just for everything. If you continue to read from chapter 17 until chapter 18, this great Babylon is a sin. And the entire city, it just made people, just in the chapter 18, verse 2, it's just like if you look at chapter 18, verse 2, this word is also called the Great Babylon, right? And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, "Babylon, the great is fallen. He has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every false spirit, a cage for every unclean and the hatred birds." Okay. You can see this Babylon, this great harlot, also talking about the same thing. Sin. Sin really just like make everything, everyone away from the Lord. We must be very careful, but how can we escape from this deceitfulness of this great harlot? Only came into the church, in the wilderness. Then look back, we know, because our eyesight were opened in the spirit, we can see this great king is here. And this is how we receive the power to overcome all these temptations. So we want to use this time to pray. Let's come into the wilderness to see this great harbor, see the dangers we are facing. We have to overcome it. We do need the power from the Lord. Let's come forward and pray, and hopefully we can all equip ourselves as mighty workers to fight this good fight. Let's come forward and pray together.